Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Kell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Goodman moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to third for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive towards second. Goodman catches it and steps on second to double up Hatfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beside is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Lund picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lund. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batts for a passed ball. Evers moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Delsing moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kell. Houdeman reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Houdeman moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Houdeman scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Brown reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Batts. White moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling is walked intentionally. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White scores. Gurnett moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground that hits Stevens. Stevens is out and Baker is safe at first. There goes Stevens trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.